Here's a form of communication that is meant to last. On Fridays, we hear from StoryCorps, the project where people listen to each other. Family members and friends interview each other and often end up telling stories they've been storing up for their whole lives. Don Sargent recently recorded an interview with his brother Jim. During the Vietnam War, both were headed for military service until Don became severely ill with diabetes. At StoryCorps in Salt Lake City, the brothers looked back on the moment when both their lives changed. Jim begins the conversation.
In 1966, I enlisted in the Army for service in Vietnam. At that same time, Don was battling his diabetes.
It basically destroyed my outlook on what I was going to do for the rest of my life. I had enlisted for Air Force service, and as soon as I called them up and told them that I was a diabetic, they rejected me.
You were headed for the Air Force, maybe as a career.
Yeah, with the last name Sergeant, it's the only thing I ever thought of my whole life. And I was ready, and then I wasn't. But I remember just before you left to go to Vietnam, that's the only time my heart was ever broken. I worried about you more than I could ever think that I could. Every night, we used to sit in front of the TV and look for the names as they come past for the deceased and missing. And we applauded and cried for each other when we saw your name wasn't there. And I remember when I got to see your medals, that was quite humbling for me to know that my brother was such a hero beyond what I thought he was.
What I went through doesn't even make the first notch on the measurement as to what you've gone through. Since you have had diabetes, not once in all of this time have I ever heard you complain. Even the times that I visited you in the hospital, when you were conscious, you were smiling. So if admiration is something that I'm to be given, man, you get a case of it. Not a six-pack, you get a case. That's how I feel about you, Don.
Well, I've loved you from the first day I remember you. I remember you taking me around the front yard and watching the trains go down the street. I wasn't 18 months old then, but I remember that.
I'm proud to be your brother, and you're my guy.
So, and you're my guy, and I love you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Don Sargent with his brother Jim, StoryCorps in Salt Lake City. Their conversation and all the others in this project will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.